The head of the UN Refugee Agency announced today his organization is working with Iraq's neighbors to prepare for a flood of refugees in case of a war against Iraq. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Ruud Lubbers, says he has sent emergency teams to negotiate with authorities in Iran, Turkey, Syria, and Jordan to persuade them to open their borders to Iraqis in the event of war. Mr. Lubbers says it is difficult to predict exactly how many Iraqis would require assistance, but initial plans call for enough supplies to help 500,000 people. The head of the refugee agency says he expects many Iraqis to flee to Iran or Turkey.
I would say almost 50% to Iran, considerable part of the remainder to Turkey, and then considerable flows, a bit more limited to Syria and Jordan. We don't know if there will be internal tensions between people too. Sometimes that produces also refugees.
During the 1991 Gulf War, about 1.5 million Iraqis fled to neighboring countries. Mr. Lubbers says his agency is also studying the best way to handle the risks associated with biological or chemical weapons.
Another question is, in which one is looking still, what to do if there is real contamination of areas? Do you pull out or not? Or can you have contaminated flows of refugees, and how do you react to that? One is still looking in those things. The basic is, I think the basic attitude will be that we will act as we did before. Cautious, not doing risk on purpose, but taking care of people. So there will be maybe difficult choices to be made from time to time.
According to Mr. Lubbers, the UN Refugee Agency is working closely with Red Cross and Red Crescent societies in the Middle East to coordinate humanitarian aid. Mr. Lubbers says the refugee agency has not yet received any international funding to cover the cost of its program to care for Iraqi refugees, but he says he believes the United States and other countries will provide assistance should the need arise. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Geneva.